and in our executive decision-making. Our life choices will be better weighed, the outcomes we want to achieve placed within our reach. Each chapter of the book presents a particular skill set that snipers possess. It explains the science behind it and then how it can be acquired and applied in a business environment. Each chapter starts with a sniper story and also features the ideas, opinions, and thoughts of trained snipers who consented to being interviewed and quoted. Early business models were based on a hierarchical army structure that reflected not just the command and control approach of the military, but also its focus on structure and modularity. Business operations, mirroring their military origins, were also modeled on a strategic, operational, and tactical procedures. Over time, businesses forgot both the skills and the debt they owed to the army. They increasingly borrowed its language but forgot its culture of discipline and its practice of focus and intent to achieve the desired outcomes. This book redresses that imbalance. The military of today, like the businesses of today, faces unprecedented operational challenges. Its work is carried out in the open with social media providing transparency in a way that would be unthinkable in the past. Its wars are fought among shifting local populations whose needs have to be taken into account. Businesses also face an incredibly fluid, challenging marketplace, which demands a high degree of capability, initiative, focus, and ingenuity from their staffs. We know that military men are capable of outstanding performance because of their training. A 2006 Korn Ferry International study reported that ex-military officers are 3 times more likely to become CEOs than other American men. Ross Perot, Bill Coleman, Fred Smith, and Bob McDonald, who led Procter & Gamble, have all done time in the military. Each chapter of this book breaks down a specific skill into its constituent parts. It presents its effectiveness. It shows you how to then achieve the transfer necessary and apply it in what you do. In 12 steps, which is what each chapter represents, you learn how to become more focused, more self-aware, more self-assured, more confident in your ability, and more positive in your frame of mind. If you are in business, if you are running a company, if you are a solopreneur, if you are looking for a way to employ the wealth of knowledge the military has built up over centuries to simply improve your own skill set and your own abilities so that you can become a better version of you, then this is the book for you. The Army learned long ago that there is no magic bullet to anything. Average individuals can be taught to do incredible things by training them properly, supporting them adequately, and acknowledging their worth. It's a simple enough formula that can be applied to any business model. You have to believe in yourself, wrote Sun Tzu in The Art of War. This book shows you how. Use the knowledge. Do incredible things. David. You make a sniper by taking a human being and re-engineering him. You go down to the essence of who he really is, and then you build him back up from there. Craig Harrison, The Longest Kill. The story of Maverick 41, one of the world's greatest snipers. Chapter 1. Seeking a competitive advantage. Develop a sniper mentality that makes you controlled, analytical, and effective. The Valley of Musakala is at the central western part of the district by the same name in Helmand Province in Afghanistan. At an elevation of 3,422 feet, 1,043 meters above sea level, it is an inhospitable, mostly dry place, whose rough terrain is boiling hot in the summer months and freezing cold in the winter. During the Taliban resurgence, it was also the place that saw some of the most intense fighting between Afghan troops, the British forces supporting them, and the Taliban. Musakala means Fortress of Moses. A Google search on it brings up images of ragged mountain men dressed in robes and turbans brandishing AK-47s.